I love a mystery. $1 Million Curse, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller with Jack Packard, Doc Long, and Reggie York. In the evening in a backstreet hotel somewhere in San Diego. A few minutes ago, Jack Packard and Doc Long, hearing a girl crying in the next room, investigated and found her lying on her bed, head buried in her arms. She wasn't upset by their unexpected appearance, but warned them away from her. She babbled that she was possessed of the Richards curse and that she brought death and disaster to any and all who would help her. Jack and Doc finally have calmed her to some degree of coherence.
No use. This is the end.
You mean you came to this hotel with the intent of taking your own life?
Yes.
But you're young and beautiful.
And evil.
Hey, what kind of talk is that?
There's no other answer. Everywhere I go, I spread death and destruction.
You haven't told us your name yet.
Sonny Richards. Sonia, but they call me Sonny.
Yeah, I like that. Sonny. You wipe them tears away and Sonny fits you like paper on the wall.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're beautifully dressed. That bracelet on your wrist must have cost a lot of money. Everything about you says money. What about your family?
There is no family. Just me.
I see. Then you're wealthy in your own right.
Money. What good is it? What good when...
When what?
When everything I touch turns to dust and ashes under my fingers.
Could we have an explanation of that?
Why should you? Who are you? What are you doing in my room?
Oh, well, I'm Jack Packard. This is Doc Long.
I still don't know who you are or what you're doing here.
Look, sugar, there's three of us. Reggie's out just at the moment. Three men eager and willing, looking for trouble. So if you got problems...
You mean you're confident men?
Well, not exactly. We just like excitement. When we find something that interests us, we go after it.
And hearing me crying in my room interested you?
Oh, honey, if there's one thing we can't stomach, it's hearing a girl cry.
You can't help me. Nothing will help but to put an end to my miserable life.
Hey, you stop it talking like that.
It's true.
Would you mind letting us decide that?
Letting you decide?
Yes. Tell us what's wrong and let us decide whether or not we can help you.
But it's hopeless.
Tell us. If we think it's hopeless, we'll walk out of here and let you go ahead with what you intended to do.
You mean that?
I promise. Now then, what is it?
It's the Richards curse.
Now, you said that before. What do you mean?
Every other generation, it falls on some member of the family. Four generations ago, it was my great aunt four times removed. Two generations ago, it was my grandmother. It always falls on one of the women. This generation, it's me.
Well, what is this Richards curse?
The great aunt caused the death of her husband, and then she caused the death of her four children.
You mean she murdered him?
Oh, no. She loved them dearly. It was accidental. She was cleaning her husband's gun. It went off and killed him. The children were burned to death in their home. She locked them in while she was away from the house. They were so little. When she came back, the house was burned down.
Oh, but accidents...
It's the curse. It's been in the family for generations.
What about your grandmother?
Grandmother, she was kind and gentle. She wore a little knitted shawl around her shoulders, and she spent all her spare time reading her Bible. But she was cursed. When she was a girl, the first man she loved was thrown from a horse and killed.
But that wasn't her fault.
Oh, wait. The next man who loved her fell off a cliff to his death.
Was she there at the time?
No.
Well, then, don't you see how silly that...
And then she married my grandfather. And after my father and my uncle were born, He was drowned. And then when my uncle was 15, she shut him up in a closet to punish him, and he was suffocated.
Hey.
It's always been that way. One of the women in every other generation.
And now, what about you?
I'm worse than any of them.
You are? For sure?
Yes, I am. I killed my own father and mother.
Hey,
My own father and mother.
The rest of Sonny Richards' confession of guilt in just a moment. And as Sonny Richards was saying to Jack and Doc...
Yes, I am. The worst of all the Richards women in all history.
Maybe. Let's hear it.
First it was my mother and father.
You was the cause of their death?
Yes. I wanted to be a flyer. I learned to pilot a plane and one day I got them to go up with me.
The plane fell?
Yes. They were both killed.
Oh, please, try not to cry.
It's all right. I haven't much cry left in me.
Yeah, here's my handkerchief.
Thank you.
You were an only child?
Yes. And then a year ago, I became engaged to Phil. We'd only been engaged 3 months when his car went over a cliff and...
Dead, huh?
No. But he was so badly hurt, he'll always be a bedridden cripple.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
He would have been better off if he had been killed.
But it wasn't your fault.
Wait. About 6 months ago, I began letting Roger come and see me. I was still in love with Phil, but I thought I should go out a little. And one night, just as Roger was leaving my house, he was held up and shot.
Did they catch the gunman?
No.
Any more?
Yes. There was an old friend of Father's. He used to visit me sometimes. About 4 months ago, he fell down the front steps at my house. He was hurt so badly, he never recovered.
Hey, I'm beginning to think you've got something with that curse.
I knew you'd believe me.
Oh, rubbish.
But there's no other explanation. Things like that don't happen to other people.
You weren't connected in any way with any of these things. They're unfortunate, but they've nothing to do with you. You've let them prey on your mind until you've become morbid.
Morbid?
Yes, you've developed a guilt complex. If that's all...
It isn't. Yesterday, it happened again.
You mean somebody else died because of you?
Yes. I was to have had lunch yesterday with Freddie. I'd only met him a week ago. He didn't keep the engagement, and I rang up his home. And you know what they told me? You know what had happened?
What?
Suicide. He'd killed himself with a gun in his bathroom.
Stop it.
Funny, isn't it? You struck me.
Then get hold of yourself. That's it. Cry. It'll do you lots more good.
Oh, I wish I were dead. I wish I were dead.
Hey, Jack, this is awful.
Now go away. Go away and let me do what I've got to do.
We're not going anywhere.
But you promised.
I said we'd go if there wasn't anything we could do.
But you can't.
We'd like to try.
Oh, you fools. You fools. Get out of here. Don't you understand? It'll happen to you, too.
If we're willing to take the risk, what's it to you?
But I don't want any more blood on my hands. I can't stand it. Don't you understand? I can't stand it.
You can stand it for 2 weeks, can't you?
2 weeks?
You say the Richards curse is on you. All right. Give us 2 weeks to lay that curse.
You can't cure a curse.
I'll bet money we can.
But your lives are in danger.
We'll take that chance.
But you mustn't. I'm nothing to you.
Hey, wait a minute, sugar. Of course you're something to us.
I am?
Darn right you are. This here world needs all the pretty little old female girls it can get.
I don't understand.
That means you're beautiful. But it's always an unforgivable crime to destroy beauty.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, I didn't say it was pretty, but that's the idea.
Well, put it this way. From the beginning of time, men have fought and died for beauty. It's one of the few things in the world worth fighting for. You're a beauty. You're worth saving. We think you're enough worth saving to fight for you. It's our right. You can't stop us.
No one ever said anything like that to me before.
Then you agree?
Yes.
Under no circumstances, no matter what happens, you won't try to harm yourself for 2 weeks.
Yes, I promise.
Good. Now get up and go in the bathroom and wash the tears off your face.
I know I shouldn't hope, but I do.
Go on. Make yourself more beautiful than you are.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you asked for it, fella.
Huh? What do you mean?
You know as well as I do that you can't cure curses. What do you think you are, a witch doctor?
Curse, huh?
Yeah, a curse.
In the vernacular of Archimedes, nuts.
Now, look at Jack. 6 people connected with Sonny's been killed.
5 killed, 1 hurt.
Yeah, but hurt so bad he might as well be dead. What was his name?
Phil.
Yeah, well, you can't tell me all them folks just happened to die and all within a year.
That does sound fishy. Must be a reason for it.
The Richards curse.
Now, look, Doc, I want you to stop mentioning that curse business.
Yeah, but Jack...
Especially in front of her. Never mention it.
What's the idea?
I want her to forget it. Get it out of her mind. It's unhealthy.
Well, son, all I got to say to you is... Well, visitors.
Good evening, gentlemen.
You were looking for something?
Yes. Sonny Richards.
Sonny?
Just a minute, Doc. Who are you?
My name is Marks. Leslie Marks. I'm Miss Richards' attorney.
Attorney, huh?
And the executor of the Richards estate.
I see.
Now then, what right have you to be questioning me? Who are you? What are you doing in Sonny's room?
We're friends of Miss Richards.
Friends?
That's what I said.
Friends. How long has this been going on?
Long enough.
Sonny hasn't been having many friends lately.
Why not?
Apparently you haven't been friends long enough to hear of the Richards curse.
Are you the one who's been filling her mind with that sort of nonsense?
Pretty serious nonsense. 5 people killed, 1 injured for life.
I know all about that. Doc.
Yeah?
Tell Sonny to come out of the bathroom.
Sure. I'll get her.
How long have you known Sonny was in this hotel?
I found out 15 minutes ago. I've had private operatives out looking for her ever since she disappeared from home this morning.
You know why she came here? So you do know.
Well, I suspected. That's why I was so frantic to find her.
Yeah, some fellow named Mark. There. That's him and Jack.
Well, Sonny.
Hello, Leslie.
I've come to take you home.
All right.
We're going with you, you know.
What's that?
Why not? I've got the house all to myself.
But these men, who are they? What right have they...
We're taking the rights. Ridiculous. We're Sonny's bodyguard.
Ridiculous. Sonny, as your attorney...
As Sonny's attorney, you can go take a jump at yourself.
So, you won't be warned.
About what?
The Richards curse.
Please, Leslie, please.
Listen, you...
Take your hand off
me. If I ever hear you mention that curse again in the presence of Sonny, I'll tear you limb from limb. Now, get out.
Now, look here,
get
I...
out. Now, get your things together, Sonny. We're going home with you.
You shouldn't have done that. He won't take that.
Oh, shucks, honey. This is only the beginning. Only the beginning.
Developments of the $1 million curse will come to you tomorrow at the same hour. I Love a Mystery, for 16 years a Carlton E. Morse creation, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Parley Bear as Doc Long, and Ben Wright as Reggie York, with Mary Lou Harrington and Emerson Tracy. This is the CBS Radio Network.